Good health to all from Rexall. From Hollywood, it's the Jimmy Durante Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Gary Moore speaking for Jimmy Durante, who has been hospitalized to undergo a few minor repairs. The pinch hitting with me as guest star tonight will be America's favorite bad little boy, the incomparable Red Skelton. So stick around as we go on with the Jimmy Durante Show.
Yes, 10,000 Rexall drugstores who carry the complete line of top quality Rexall drug products bring you the Jimmy Durante Show with Peggy Lee, Candy Candido, Roy Borghi and his orchestra, yours truly, Howard Petrie, and pinch-hitting tonight for Jimmy Durante are Red Skelton and Gary Moore. So, let's give a large welcome to the Schnauzer's old sidekick, the star of Eversharp's Take It or Leave It, Gary Moore!
Thank you very much, Howard Petrie, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. A very happy December the 31st to you all. Gee whiz, here it is, New Year's Eve, and in just a few hours, it'll be 1948.
No, not 1948. Don't let it be 1948. You can't let it be 1948. Don't let it be 1948.
Oh, now, come, Mr. Truman. You'll have to face it sometime. Gee whiz, I'm in trouble already. Look.
Oh, Gary, it's wonderful to have you with us again. We're just so sorry the Schnauz isn't here to bid you welcome in person.
Well, I am too, Howard. I'm very fond of the Schnauz. Every acre of it. And, But after what happened to us last New Year's Eve, Howard, it's probably just as well that Jim and I are not together this year.
Oh, well, give out the gruesome details.
Well, last New Year's Eve, Jim took me out to a very high-class French restaurant called Le Rouvin Rouge et de Vichoir un coup. Or as we say in English, the pooped porcupine. And it was so crowded, Howard, that during the floor show, one of the showgirls tripped and fell across our table.
Well, what happened?
Durante took one look at her and said to the waiter, "I didn't order this, but it looks so good, I think I'll take it." He did, too, but they made him put it back.
Telegram
for me? I'll take it, young lady. Oh, isn't this cute? It's for me, from Jimmy. It's a little poem. Here, young lady, you read it.
All right. I'm sorry I can't be with you on this Happy New Year's show. And because I ain't there with my boy...
I'm feeling mighty well.
Oh, isn't that a cute message? And he had the whole thing engraved on an aspirin tablet. Rexall, of course. Never too busy to advertise. Well, let's get on with the show, Howard. What's next on the schedule here?
Well, I don't know whether you can handle this or not, Gary. No? There's a friend of Jim's who's been waiting to see him. It's an old pal of his, Mr. Ripple, the United States Commissioner of Rivers and Waterways.
Well, I'll be delighted to meet him. Good evening, Mr. Ripple.
Well, how do you do?
This guy must smoke Raleigh's. His words come out moisturized. It's awful nice to see you, Mr. Ripple, and may I wish you a happy New Year?
To the Department of Waterways, New Year's Eve is just a big pain in the reservoir.
Would you please ring out that last line and squirt it at me again once?
I said to the Department of Waterways, New Year's is just a big pain in the reservoir.
This is the first conversation I ever had with a slow leak. But tell me, Mr. Ripple, why should New Year's represent a problem to you?
Well, on New Year's Eve, everybody pours the leftover drinks down the sink. Yeah. The liquor drains into the Pacific Ocean, and the next day, what do you find?
What?
An ocean full of pickled herring.
Then I take it, Mr. Ripple, that you'll drink nothing but water this New Year's Eve.
Indubitably. Water is the only thing I ever drink, and after drinking nothing but water for 35 years, I've only got one thing to say.
What's that?
Riding forever, blah,
blah. Oh, well, I'm glad he dropped in. The carnation on my lapel needed a little spraying anyway. But now, Howard, what's next on the agenda here?
A little melodic relief from all this tomfoolery, Gary. It's time for a song from our ex-doll Chantuzzi, Miss Peggy Lee.
Oh, this is where I shine. Good evening, Peggy. What are you cooked up for tonight?
Well, Gary, I'm cooking up a little private project. You see, Gary, I am a girl.
Yes. Yes. I don't want to be risque, but I had noticed that. So?
Well, Jimmy kind of likes girls, so I thought I'd sing my first number just for him.
Well, isn't that cute? And Jim, if your nurse is listening in, tell her to stand by to build 2 extra inches on the end of that thermometer of yours. Here's Peggy Lee in her own composition, It's a Good Day.
Yes, it's a good day for singing a song, and it's a good day for moving along. Yes, it's a good day. How can anything go wrong? A good day from morning till night. And it's a good day for shining your shoes, and it's a good day for losing the blues. Everything to gain and nothing to lose. A good day from morning till night. I said to the sun, good morning, sun. Rise and shine today. You know you gotta get going if you're gonna make a showing. And you got the right of way, 'cause it's a good day for paying your bills, and it's a good day for curing your ills. So take a deep breath and throw away the pills, 'cause it's a good day from morning till night. Yes, it's a good day from morning till night. A very good day from morning till night.
If you want to be sure that the price is pure when you ask for a drug preparation, buy the Rexall line at the Rexall sign, the Rexall identification.
Did you know that more than 2,000 different drug products carry the name Rexall? That's a big family indeed, and a highly respected one, too. For in millions of American homes, the familiar name Rexall has come to mean the utmost in quality, purity, and reliability. So for any and for all of your drug needs, always buy Rexall. Have confidence in what that name means. Quality, purity, and reliability in drug products. Get them at Rexall drugstores throughout the nation, where 25% of America buys its drug needs.
If you want to be sure that the product is pure when you ask for a drug preparation, buy the Rexall line at the Rexall sign, a Rexall identification.
Good health to all from Rexall.
You know, folks, when word got around that Jimmy Durante was unable to appear tonight, the first person who volunteered to fill in for Jimmy on this program was his good friend, Red Skelton. Come on out, Red.
Well, here I am. Hiya, Gary.
Hiya, Red. Say, how'd you manage to get here so fast?
Well, I'll tell you, Gary, I was across the hall rehearsing my show, and you know the part of the commercial, the Raleigh commercial, that goes, whoosh, 903?
Yeah.
Well, the door was open, and it blew me right in.
You got one laugh. Would you like to try for two?
I think I'll quit while I'm ahead. Maybe a dirty trick just to walk out there.
Don't worry about it, Red. You were ahead when you walked in here. And this being New Year's Eve, Red, we're going to have a lot of fun tonight, you know? At midnight, we're going to turn out the lights and give out favors to the ladies.
Any favors for the men?
We're turning out the lights. Does that answer your question?
I'm no good when it comes to that sort of thing. Last year, I went to a New Year's party at Humphrey Bogart's house, mm-hmm. and when Lauren Bacall greeted me at the door, she said...
Who was that?
It's a new girl, just signed. Lauren Bacall, she greeted me at the door, and she says, if you want anything, just whistle. So I found a nice little corner, and I sat there in a little love seat, and I started to whistle, and 15 minutes later,
yeah.
I had 12 dogs sitting on my lap licking my face. They mistook my nose for a roast beef bone. Now, you know that was written for Durante. Now, you know.
Why don't we try something that was written for you, Red? How about something out of the Skelton Scrapbook of Satire?
Okay, with the help of Verna Felton Jr.'s grandmother, we'll do chapter one entitled Little New Year's. Hey, Nemo! Hey, Nemo, what's all them people? What people? What are they doing in the living room? A lot of people in the living room.
I know, dear. Huh? They're waiting for New Year's.
Oh, boy, New Year's Eve. Liquor and women. Oh, boy.
Hurry up. What's did you say?
I said New Year's Eve. Lemonade and me Superman book. Hey, Nemo, I bet I know what they're doing in there. I saw a couple of them in there.
You couldn't.
Pretty hard to tell where they leave off when the Christmas tree begins, you know.
Junior, you're too innocent to know about those things.
Well, innocent or not, I can tell from here they're in there getting stiff.
Junior! Well, of course, they'll have a little glass later. But now they're just waiting for the New Year.
Poor old Grandpa. He's been waiting since last January. Well, I think I go back up to sleep. I'm kind of sleepy, or is I going back to sleep?
No. I want to fix you up so you can be the New Year.
Oh, no, I'd rather go back to bed. Me with a teddy bear is cold, you know.
Well, you can't go back to bed.
No, I'm tired. I want to go to bed. Now, you let me go. You're sleepy, okay? You let me go. I'm going to tell you. I'll go in that living room and tell that bunch of people in there that you used to be a touted Santa Anita.
There was no such thing.
Oh, no. Think I'll play Texas Sandman this time.
Oh, he ain't got a chance. Play Whirl Away. Stop it. That's enough of your foolishness. Yeah. Now put this on.
What's that?
This.
Oh, boy, the guy that bought this handkerchief must have an awful big nose. Who do you belong to, Joanie? Hmm?
That's no handkerchief, Junior. That's a diaper. Remember?
Oh, yes, I does remember, and I'm not going to wear it either.
Now, you do as I say and put it on.
I'm not going to dress like that, not in front of mixed company, either. Goodness, not with my widow bony legs. I'm so skinny now I walk up the street, dogs follow me with ketchup bottles.
Hurry now. No. Let me pin up the back of your diaper.
Okay. You stabbed me with a pin. You stabbed me. Okay, drop your hug and
doctor. Now the pin is still closed. What you feel is the pin on your skin.
It's good. Sure is cold, isn't it? Hey, Nemo, let me go back to bed. I feel embarrassed. I love going to stuff.
Junior.
I got a new look about me now.
Junior, any other time you'd want to stay up. Now, hold still.
Okay.
Here. Right. You're going to be the New Year.
Are you?
Yes, you are. So put this big safety pin in your diaper.
Yeah, right across your... And there's a big one.
Yes. Now we'll put this 1948 sign across your chest.
Okay, yeah.
Now, here's Grandpa's high silk hat.
Okay, I put it on. Hey, Nemo, it's kind of dark in here. It's too big for me. Just my feet stick out.
Junior, you deliberately pulled that hat down over your eyes.
No, I didn't. Really, my head is just too small. See, maybe I would look better in a Dixie cup.
Huh? Well, now, you're all set. I've got to take some refreshments to the guests. So you be a good boy and keep out of the kitchen.
Okay. Wonder what's out there. Well, here I is all alone. We know what that means, don't we, folks? I think I go out to the kitchen. I'm going to go... Look at all this stuff out here. I look in the icebox. See what she's got in there hidden. I just open it up. Look at that lovely food. Ooh, look at that big plate of fried chicken. Mmm, I love chicken, too. Now, if I take some of it, I might get a whipping, you know. Already had my dinner. Then again, maybe she would realize I was hungry and not rip me open, you know. Then again, I don't know why I was worrying about it. I'm going to do it anyhow. I'll get me a piece of chicken from the icebox. I can't reach it. I'll have to climb up inside. Oh, now it's in the icebox. Uh-oh. The door closed. I locked in the icebox. Grandma, how about that? That little light does go out.
Junior, where are you? Oh, well, I'll get some ice cubes while I'm here.
Don't yell,
what are you doing in the icebox? You want to catch cold?
No.
Get out of there.
Oh, okay. Oh, boy, it's cold in here. I'm chilled to the bone. I chilled to the bone.
Well, put your hat on.
Yes.
Oh, Junior, no wonder your father re-enlisted in the army.
Yes, yes. You sure does me, don't you, huh? Look, I'm frozen stiff. Look at me fingers. I can't bend it. I can't move it even now.
That's not your finger. That's a piece of celery.
Oh. Hey, hey, so maybe you better give me a nip of some of Grandpa's medicine, that stagger juice he has.
Now, Junior, you know we don't have anything like that in the house.
Oh, we don't, huh?
No.
Well, I got news for you, kiddo. What is going on in the living room is not the Boston Tea Party. What is they drinking in there?
Well, if you must know what they're drinking, it's milk.
Oh?
Now, come on, it's midnight. Just run in and say Happy New Year, and then you can go to bed.
Okay, I'm going to run in and wish them all Happy New Year. Happy New Year, Trevor, but... Well, they want to see. Well, that's what they get for speculating in grain.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Red. That was wonderful.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
You wouldn't?
No, but I'm glad you did.
Hey, fellas, you mind if I squeeze in here?
No, just step in. We'll do the squeezing.
Red, you know Peggy Lee, don't you?
Oh, sure. Hello, Peggy. Are you going to be at Gary's party later?
Well, I don't know. Whenever I go to Gary's parties, all he wants to do is play post office. And when we do play, all he does is kiss me on the forehead.
Fine post office player. He don't even know the right zone.
Well, Peg, while I get back in the dead letter office, I understand you're going to give us a preview of your latest recording.
That's right, Garrison. I'd like to sing Mañana.
I can't wait for Mañana, Norma. Sing it now.
The tree is dripping and the fence is falling down. My pocket needs some money so I can go into town. My brother isn't working and my sister doesn't care. The car, she needs a motor so I can go anywhere. My mother's always working, she's working very hard. But every time she looks for me, I'm sleeping in the yard. My mother thinks I'm lazy, and maybe she's right. I'll go to work mañana, but I gotta sleep tonight.
Mañana, 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 es una for me.
Oh, once I had some money, but I gave it to my friend. He said he'd pay me double, it was only for a limb. But he said a little later that the horse, she was so slow. Why he gave the horse my money is something I don't know.
Mañana, mañana, mañana is soon enough for me.
My brother took a suitcase and he went away to school. My father said he only learned to be a silly fool. My father said that I should learn to make a chili pot. But then I burned the house down, the chili was too hot.
Mañana, mañana, mañana is soon enough for me.
The window, she is broken and the rain is coming in. If someone doesn't fix it, I'll be soaking to my skin. But if we wait a day or two, the rain may go away. And we don't need a window on such a sunny day.
Mañana, mañana, mañana is soon enough for me.
Oba, oba.
Mañana, mañana, mañana is soon enough for me.
Here's a 60-second story from the Rexall Laboratory.
Do you know what the word refractometer means? Well, it could hardly be called a household word. That is, except anywhere in the places of the Rexall Control Laboratory. But in this spotless workroom, the refractometer is used every day to check the purity of Rexall products. The refractometer, you see, is an instrument which measures the change in direction of a light ray passing from one medium into another. For example, it can measure the change in direction of a light ray moving through a drop of peppermint oil. And that gives the purity of the oil itself. This is only one test which many Rexall products must pass before they come to you. But it's one more reason why you can always depend on any product that bears the name Rexall.
So for any and for all of your household drug needs, always buy Rexall at Rexall drugstores everywhere.
If you want to be sure that the product is pure when you ask for a drug preparation, buy the Rexall line at the Rexall sign, a Rexall identification.
Good health to all from Rexall.
Well, Red, since this is New Year's Eve and Jim is listening in, why don't you and I give him a little surprise? Oh. You know, we used to have a little department called the Durante Moore G-Clef Coffee Klatch and Culture Choir. Let's revive it tonight and put on an opera just for Jim.
Whoa, whoa! Oh, come on, horse! Whoa!
Red, what are you doing?
I thought maybe it was a horse opera.
Now, if we are all quite ready, Maestro Boggy, music for the opera.
Tonight, our opera deals with a story as old as time. The story of a beautiful girl and two men who are seeking her hand in marriage. One, a rich playboy, John D. Skelton, and the other, Sad Sack Moore, a penniless no-good who pours from his heart this song of disconsolate despair.
Oh, I'm Sad Sack Moore, and I haven't got a dime. I can't even afford to give you the time. I'm a broken-down bum, just as poor as can be. I can't afford to go to the dogs. The dogs will have to come to me. My clothes are all worn and out at the knees, and it says Pillsbury on the BDDs. I got a Kelly Green suit, the worst you've ever seen. The coat belongs to Kelly, and the pants belong to Green.
Hot-cha, 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 hot-cha.
Loads of money. I got more money than a bee's got honey. Buy everything I want, get for a pay. Bought Fort Knox for a piggy bank. Use my shoes like oodles of dough, the richest guy around wherever I go. I mingle with the best, real high flyers.
Why, he's got more money than General Myers.
Hot shot, hot shot, hot shot, hot shot.
The kid's happy. There ain't no school tomorrow.
And here, folks, is the heroine, Little Peg. I wonder which one she'll select as her beloved.
Oh, which of these men should I choose for my beau? I like Sad Sack, but he's got no dough. I love every hair that grows on his head.
With the hair he's got, your love must be dead.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
If I marry you, Skelton, I'll live a life of ease. I'll have more diamonds than a dog has fleas. Choice cuts of meat when their mouth will be melting.
He could use more meat. He's nothing but a skeleton.
Him, no.
I, too. I, too.
Speak up, gal. Which one shall it be?
Yeah, will it be him?
Or will it be he?
Well, I promised my pappy on his dying in bed that I wouldn't get married till my sister was wed. My sister ain't pretty, she's as ugly as the fence, and I gotta get her married to one of you gents. We'll have a double wedding and create a great stir. One gets me and the other gets her.
Oh no.
Ooh, ooh.
Oh no.
Ooh, ooh.
Oh no.
Whoa, whoa, wait a minute. You know, with all the money I'm supposed to have, it looks like we could get some better dial.
Oh, no.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, no.
Oh, whoa.
Hot shot. Hot shot. Hot shot. Hot shot.
There he stands, folks. 6'4" of solid nothing. Here comes a horse and a rider with the clippity-clop.
Why, that's my sister, the one on top. There she is, boys. Ain't she a dandy?
Hello, boys. I'm Little King.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Why, she's got eyes like I've never seen.
Yeah, two of them are blue and the other one is green.
Hey, Dad, I'm Benny and Sherry, just like a movie star.
Wallace Berry.
Oh, me.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my.
Oh, me.
Hot shot. Hot shot. Hot shot. Hot shot.
I bet he has fun bending over tying his shoelaces.
Now we'll settle this thing just as quick as we're able. There's a deck of cards right there on the table. The loser gets candy and the winner gets me. Start cutting, fellas, and call what you see.
Ace.
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 Ace. Hold it. Something crooked about this here game. Something crooked about the game.
What's crooked, partner?
He's got a king.
Forget about it, fellas. I'm as as happy as an elf. You can both have Peggy. I'll marry myself. I do.
I do.
For the rest of my life.
And now pronounce me, man.
And wife.
Goodbye.
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 Hop chop, hop chop, hop chop, hop chop.
You know, this guy begins to grow on you. Like a wart. Well, make up your mind, Peg. It's one or the t'other.
I'm sorry, boss. I'm in love with another.
You're in love with another?
Why, who can it be?
Don't be silly. She's marrying me.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
She's marrying you. Can that be a fact?
Everybody wants to get in the attic.
But you're not good looking and you got no dough. What did you say that made her love you so?
I said hot shot. Hot shot. Hot shot. Hot shot.
Oh, you and your big fat education.
Go.
It's going to be a happy new year for many Rexall customers who entered the giant Rexall 1 cent sale contest last fall. Yes, the judges, the Reuben H. Donnelly Corporation, have finally picked the winners. Before announcing the three grand prize winners, Rexall wants to thank all of you who entered the contest. The names of the 635 other winners will be sent to every Rexall store, and they will also be notified by mail. Well, here's the big news. First prize, a round-the-world trip, or $5,000, goes to Mrs. Henry Julian Haluba, 1862 30th Street, Moline, Illinois. Second prize, a vacation in Rio, or $2,500 to Mrs. Clarence Vosge, 77 Hilldale Road, Medford, Massachusetts. And third prize, a holiday in Hawaii, or $1,000 to Mrs. Ruth Walker, 156 Atkinson, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Congratulations, and a happy new year to all from Rexall.
Touché, Professor Petrie, and as Jimmy Durante says, I do my shopping at a Rexall store, buying Rexall drugs, and furthermore, Jimmy Durante, he prefers them too. We buy Rexall, that's all. How do you do? Well, I guess that does. And Jim boy, we know your millions of friends all over the country join us in wishing you a speedy recovery and a healthy and happy 1948.
Well said, Gary, and good night, everybody. Good night, Gary.
Good night, Red. Oh, wait a minute. What? We forgot something.
Oh, yeah.
Good night, Mrs. Calabash.
Thanks, Red Skelton and Gary Moore, for coming over. I know the Schnauzer appreciates it as much as all of us and all the Rexall show here do, too. While Jimmy is recuperating next week, two of his good friends have kindly volunteered to appear for him, Bob Hope and Victor Moore. And, friends, here's Tommy Harmon, Rexall sportscaster, with the predictions on tomorrow's bowl game.
Well,
Tommy?
Howard, as you say, tomorrow is bowl day game across the nation. And tonight we have five of the outstanding bowl games on our Rexall schedule. First, we have the Rose Bowl at Pasadena. We'll take Michigan over Southern California. Next is the Sugar Bowl at New Orleans, and this one we like Texas over Alabama. In the Cotton Bowl at Dallas, we'll string along with Southern Methodist over Penn State. The Orange Bowl at Miami pits Georgia Tech against Kansas. We'll take Georgia Tech. And last but not least, the East versus West in San Francisco. On the good right arm of Johnny Lujack, we'll call the East to win, and that is our bowl.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.